you, Adrian and Mayu. It was beautiful. Have you ever felt that you have small blessings, small faith, small effort to give, and small resources? In this world, which places so much emphasis on the largest and the strangest and the most startling, it must be a common feeling for all of us from time to time. We hear of vast sums of money spent, world records being broken, and new heights achieved in almost every single field. We see people with little or no training worldwide with fame and fortune that they never dreamed of before. Yet in all of this lies hope for each and every one of us. Many of these things started with some small, seemingly insignificant happening. Some small, almost unnoticed blessing may at this very moment be awaiting the beginning of something wonderful and much better in your life. Like the tender sprouting plant pushing eagerly through the moist soil, it can signal the budding of exciting growth toward flowers and fruit. As we face circumstances that need changing, small resources in our lives to meet it may seem to offer only a dim hope that we can go forward to something much better. Someone or something has given us the faint but exhilarating hope that we can improve ourselves and our circumstances. Or it may be that our dim hope has already flowered into sure faith that things are going to improve for us. We need to hold on to this vitalizing feeling of hope and faith, for it can bear us over obstacles like great waves carrying a small boat over the rocks. There comes an old reassurance that if we have faith as small as a grain of a mustard seed, we can move things that loom large before us like mountains on our path. We draw strength as we witness the success of others who have started their own small way. One such woman found that her determination galvanized her into action during the Franco-Prussian War, when the refugees were streaming into her neutral, beautiful Switzerland. She was aghast at their plight and full of sympathy for the innocent victims who had lost everything that they had. "I must do something to help," she told her husband. "But what could you do?" he protested. "And besides, the Red Cross is doing everything that it can." But at 43-year-old, the housewife and mother knew that she had no skills, she had no money, and that her husband was right. But she would not give up. Finally, she reached the conclusion that the only thing that she had to give was herself. She would tell the story of her life and her childhood in the Swiss Alps. Now, she had written some poetry, and now she turned to little stories about her childhood. The public welcomed them, and gathering courage as the stories were published, she decided to work on a book. Heidi, the book loved by generations of children, was the result. The name Johanna Spyrl became known all over the world. And best of all to her, the royalties and the payments enabled her to help the refugees. What she and others got out of the small beginnings was more than anyone would have been able to predict. "But what can I do when I am unhealthy?" many ask. There is something. One woman played the organ very well, overcoming arthritic hands. When complimented on this, she looked surprised. "Oh, I have to keep doing this to keep my hands in shape," she would explain. Several in her audience had remarked that they had given up playing at the first sign that their hands were affected. The organist loved to play for people at her retirement home and for many small local gatherings. The audiences loved her joyous music, and she made many new friends through her helpful service. We marvel at the artists who, with brushes held in their mouths or locked between their toes, continue to paint beautiful pictures. The artist in them is alive and well, and they have found a way to be creative. One such group formed a company which has had considerable commercial success. They paint pictures, greeting cards, and related art items for sale. Now, certainly this is not easy, but what a glorious testimony to the human spirit and its ability to rise above seeming defeat. Many others have learned to go on using the seemingly small resources they have. Nothing stops them. You cannot convince them that what they have is not enough. Consider the life of Samuel Isaac Shirozesky, an American Episcopalian. He was born a Lithuanian Jew, and he eventually converted to Christianity. He came to America to study Christian seminaries, and then he went to China to be a missionary. His abilities as a pastor and a linguist were outstanding. He began translating the Bible and the prayer book into Mandarin Chinese, working faithfully on the task for 13 years. In 1877, he was made the Bishop of Shanghai. But 4 years later, paralysis struck. Yet for the following 20 years, he continued his work of translating the Bible into Wendli, typing 2,000 pages with just the middle finger of his stricken hand. Today, his Bible continues to be used in Chinese churches, a monument to his dedication to giving his best and witnessing against tremendous odds. We all know many talented people who have done nothing to develop their talents and their skills. Some do not even realize that they have talent or skills. One young mother was surprised to receive a letter from an aunt who was the editor of a religious magazine. The very busy woman seldom had time to write letters, but she wrote of her niece's former letter to her. "Grace, I think you have hidden your light under a bushel, and I can't promise anything. But if you would write a story about Thanksgiving and send it to me, I will publish it if it is good enough." When the young mother had her babies asleep for their naps in the afternoon, she set to work, rapidly scribbling off a story on a lined school tablet. She made a copy and she sent it to her aunt, and then she forgot all about it, thinking it highly unlikely that it would be anything that her aunt could take seriously. But many months later, the November issue of the magazine came out with her published story, accompanied by a check. She was jubilant. It began a lifetime of writing for her, with over 3,000 stories and articles published. She said later that she believed that God gave her this special way to help when her family needed many things. Everything she wrote was accepted at once. And later, when she was an established writer, things did not always sell at first, and she had to work much harder to succeed. Yet it all began from one single story printed in a small religious magazine because her aunt suggested the small beginning and she acted on it. We all have know many talented people who have done nothing to develop or use their talents. You may be among them. Teachers despair over their students who have ability but no interest in working to develop it. Many with far less talent go on to do good work in the world. One young teacher said that her success came largely because she had always realized that her scholastic talent was small. She loved learning, and she knew all the gradual steps to take to undertake and understand thoroughly. She was patient with and interested in her young students because she remembered how puzzling learning had been for her. And at the same time, she communicated what a wonderful thing it was to learn. She could impart knowledge and love it. One talented man was disappointed when told that his ability as a pianist was not of concert artist caliber. Reluctantly, he accepted, and after reviewing the situation, he agreed. But he didn't give up. He turned to the study of music therapy and began visiting special hospitals and psychiatric institutions to help people with his mood-lifting playing. He knew how, from the time of David's playing on his harp to soothe the dark moods of King Saul, that music had been used to soothe and heal the spirit. Though this was different, he found a new career wholly satisfying and very rewarding. Small blessings in action deal with a now. It becomes a commitment to what can change, what one can do. One young man said, "This is my life. It may not be all that I would like it to be, but it is the best I have now, and I am going to make it the most that I can every single day." And an elderly woman said cheerfully, "Well, I'm not doing as well as I'd like to do, and I'm not doing as well as I'm going to do, but I thank God I'm doing better than I used to do." Putting small blessings into action is always important if it enables us to help others make their lives better. Albert Einstein, when asked what we are here for, replied thoughtfully. He said, "To help each other." Small deeds, small words of kindness, what do we get out of them? We get a happy way of living. It seems that each day we say to ourselves, "I can make the world brighter, a brighter, happier place by the things I say, the way I think, and what I do." It may require determination and persistence, but it works. Jesus Christ taught us that we are the light of the world. His followers were to walk life's path according to his teachings. His life was uncertain from day to day, yet he went steadily ahead, showing the apostles and those who would follow him to live to the fullest. Persistence and determination were implied in all that he did. In the words of the great early Christian Paul, "One thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Only let us hold true to what we have attained." And how are we to do this? It was written, "There is only one way to improve a person's character, and that is by helping him shift his will into a higher gear." Putting small blessings into action keeps us active and it keeps us motivated. So ask ourselves, what are our priorities? What is it that we put first? What small blessings have we overlooked? As we look at the lives of those who did so much, we see that their small blessings were not small at all. We know that God will bless each sincere effort with power to do still more and more and more. We must live in the present, in the magic moment, remembering the truth. God is blessing each and every one of us, you and me, right now. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable in your seat and rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position, either in your lap or at your sides. And take a comfortable position that does not call attention to your body as we sit in the silence. Just relax for a moment. Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly, knowing that the breath we take in is the breath of life. It is the breath of God. It is the goodness. And as we exhale, we are letting go. We're letting go of all of the things that are not in the holy place in which we find ourselves. We are letting go of the list of things to do, letting go of anxiety, jealousy, and anger, letting go of confusion and annoyances. Letting go. Be still and relax. Relax in the comfort of our Father, knowing that He has wrapped His arms around you. And He is welcoming you with His unconditional love and His enduring peace. Every moment of every day and every night, our lives are filled with the unlimited blessings of God. In our busy day-to-day activities, we seldom take time to reflect on the blessings that we have received. Rather, we spend our time bemoaning the little delays in our schedules, the inconvenient interruptions to our routines, and the many things that just don't go away that we planned. So let us take a few moments now to sit in the silence and reflect on the many blessings that we receive each and every day. Father, I acknowledge that every breath is a blessing. Every opportunity is a blessing. Every interaction with another person is a blessing. Even the little annoyances, the heavy traffic, the bothersome weather, all these are blessings. For every blessing, regardless of how small or how large, Father, we acknowledge these as gifts of love, and we are sincerely grateful. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes His light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you His infinite blessings. Amen.